Hey folks, Big E here with some breaking news. My podcast, Karaoke Big E, was just named the number one karaoke podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Well, you shouldn't. That category definitely does not exist. My co-host Kevmo and I are in a league of our own when it comes to podcasts. So why don't you check out the world's best, well, probably only, karaoke podcast, Karaoke Big E. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever else you get your podcast, or you can check us out at KaraokeBigE.com. Come on by every Tuesday and give us a listen, and remember, you can't be a star if you don't shine.
And I'm fresh out of beer. I'm back. You can rally.
Woo! That's cute. I remember when I had my first beer.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
Not to indulge in any alcohol, drugs, sex after 12, or any other illegal activity.
I had a beer with the old biker man at the end of the street. And he let me touch his old lady's titty.
Good man. You set him up and I'll knock him back, Lloyd. One by one.
Pack her ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
When I was your age, my dad shared a beer with me, and I thought it was not the best thing in the world.
And just like the movies, we play out our last scene. You won't cry.
Hey, what's up? It's The Voice, and I'm back on the couch for a groundbreaking new episode. It's a crossover of epic proportions.
I like Epric better.
Epric.
I like Epric proportions.
Both of us had to stop you there.
You heard these guys for the first time back in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a while ago.
We talked about the beginning, the genesis of your brand new karaoke podcast you were starting.
Correct.
Called Karaoke Big E. It's now been, how long have you guys been doing it?
22 episodes.
22 eps.
That's well, half a by year. The time this comes out, it's probably.
That's almost half a year.
Yeah, 22, 23.
Yeah, somewhere in there. When's this coming out?
A little bit more than 21.
21.
No idea where that comes from, but I love it.
Well, we came up with an idea. I wanted to get these guys back on the couch, or in Scott's case, back on the recliner.
Back on the recliner.
But we got Big E, and we got Kebmo Slice.
Yeah.
And he's not watching Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium again, but...
The actual best movie
of
all time.
The next best thing.
Yeah.
We are going to merge our two shows together.
Now, it's interesting you say we had an idea, because initially it was just your
idea. It was just my idea, but I shot it by you guys.
You go, hey, let's do this movie. I'm not going to name names of what movie it is. And I said, hey,
no,
I fucking hate that movie.
I'm not into it.
I'm not into it. And you're like, is it the idea or the thing? And at the time, I'm like, it's kind of the idea and the movie, but then I was, you were like, well, what movie do you want to do? And I was like, well, I really like this movie that we're about to introduce. And everybody was immediately like, yep. And then I went from like, ah, man, I really don't want to do that, to like getting really excited about it.
Yeah.
And that's something that Mr. Wyckoff here is very good at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's very good at making people very excited about things that they may not have been excited about, or not known that they would.
Just
have
ask
the capacity.
Brianna.
Yeah.
And Dishing Disney.
Dishing Disney.
Or Jason.
You
and
sold
Uber.
That one.
For the importance of seeing Ernest.
Yeah, it's like I
my enthusiasm is contagious.
It's true. I mean, you can take anybody and flip their perspective by just saying, you know, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
And really, it is going to be fun.
Yes.
And what we are doing is Karaoke Big E at the movies.
Yes.
We are going to watch a musical, and we're going to do our standard drunk at the movies commentary. But when it comes to a song, we are going to sing along with the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have designated songs that we have all chosen. Some will be trios. Some will be solos. Some duets. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it'll be Kevin with Scott and I on background vocals.
Yes. Yeah.
You never know. But it's going to be fun. We're still going to be drinking some beer, of course, from Bearded Owl, our sponsor.
Ow. Hey,
we got some Mudbone Brown Ale.
I got a Bearded Owl on the back of my leg.
That's true. When I saw he got that tattoo, I was like, that's dedication, Scott. Yeah. That's not even your sponsor. That's my sponsor.
I know. Yeah. I'm dedicated.
So we had to have you on. But we are watching Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny.
Destiny Child.
So what we're going to do, normally the three of us are sitting on a couch with a single mic in front of us, picking up the action. For this one, we busted out solo mics.
That's
we
right.
all have our own handheld microphone.
Hell
so
yeah.
We can feel like rock stars. We got a microphone in front of the speaker for when the songs kick in. It should be fun. It's experimental. We've never done this before. If it turns out really well.
Emphasis on the mental.
Yeah. We'll probably do it again.
Yeah, totally.
So, all right. Without any further ado, cue up your copy of Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny. No longer on Netflix. I had to pick up a copy at Mega Replay today. So, luckily,
you can get it at your reputable video store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll probably be a dollar.
Yeah,
so
totally, yeah.
Go show Family Video some love.
Totally.
All right. Well, we're hitting play in 3, 2, 1.
This is with the farts, right?
Yep.
Yes. You know who did this animation?
Who?
Oh.
It's the dude that did Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, yeah. You can totally tell that. Yeah.
You can definitely tell.
So we have some animated Cajun Jables.
Yeah. Now, I think the beginning of this movie starts on a song.
It does.
And I believe that I'm singing the majority of the first song.
So we have the captions on in true karaoke fashion.
Don't need it.
Well, we always have captions anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So it
really
works.
Actually, yeah,
so this movie was filmed in a THC.
Yeah.
That's the audio. The audience is baking. The
audience is baking.
All right. Well, here we go. We're going to kick things off.
New Line Cinemas.
Yes. All the New Line Cinemas. When's the last time you've seen this movie?
It was on my DVR for probably 5 years, and I watched
you
it.
You just went back
all the time. I never deleted it.
Never ponied up to buy a car.
I think the last time I watched it was less than a year ago. Okay. I watched it with Steph when it was still on Netflix. I watched it with Steph because she had not heard it yet.
I haven't seen it in years, so this is gonna be fun. Kevin's taking lead on this with Scott and I contributing a little bit later.
This is a young Jack Black.
Yeah. Played by Barry from the Goldbergs.
Yes,
he is. He's awesome
Jables.
In this.
Well, this fucking time ago in a town called Kickapoo, there lived a humble family, religious through and through. But today there was a black sheep and he knew just what to do. His name was Young JB and he refused to step in line. A vision he did seeth fucking rocking all the time. He wrote a tasty jam and all the planets did align.
The Goldbergs.
Oh, the dragon's balls ablaze and I stepped into his cave. Then I sliced his fucking cockles with his long and shiny blade. Twas I who fucked the dragon, fuck a lie, sing fuck a loo. And if you try to fuck with me, then I shall fuck you too. Gotta get it on and the pot is on. Gotta get load and the party's on. Shoot a load. Gotta lick a toad and the party's on. Gotta suck a chode and the party's on.
That kid does do a great young Jack
JP,
Black.
It's amazing.
Now, Kevin, bend over my knee so I can spank you.
I love the Goldbergs. And
best cameo ever.
I
right
love
here.
The Goldbergs.
All right, here we go. Obey my orders, son, where were you ever born? Your brother's 10 times better than you. He just loves him more. The music that you play for us, it comes to the depths of hell. Rock and roll's the devil's work, wants you to rebel. Giant puppet! Balp is pull your strings. Heart is lose direction. Chaos it will bring. He's destroying some great posters. You better shut your mouth, you better watch your tone. You're gonna be grounded for a week with no telephone. Gonna cry, don't wanna hear you moan. You're gonna praise the Lord when you're in my home.
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Double beatloaf.
Dio, can you hear me? I am lost and so alone. I'm asking for your guidance. Won't you come down from your throne? I need the type compadre who will teach me how to rock. My father thinks you're evil, but man, he can suck a cock. Rock is not the devil's work, it's magical and red. I'll never rock as long as I am stuck here with my dad.
Oh, here we go.
I hear you, young brave evils, are you hungry for the rock? You're hungry in metals you must unlock. You can feel out those clutches in this oppressive neighborhood. Could you find the land of Hollywood? In the city of fallen angels, where the ocean meets the sand, you will form a strong alliance in the world's most awesome band. In your fame and fortune, through the valley you must walk. So in your inner demons, so go, my son, and rock.
Very Jack Black of him.
Oh, I.
Oh yeah, this is where he's. So he lives from Victing Kickapoo with hunger in his heart. Getting far and wide to find the secrets of his art. But in the end, he knew he wanted to find his counterpart.
Hollywood, North Carolina. Hollywood, Maryland. Hollywood, Florida. Home of Dolph Ziggler. Hollywood, California.
Where it ends in the album.
Yeah.
But he's arriving in Hollywood, California now, seeing the Hollywood sign. And this part, obviously not in the album.
Yeah.
Just on the soundtrack.
Yeah.
It's like the overture of the movie, and it's so good.
Yeah.
Because it'll give the listeners a preview of what they're to hear also, if you've never.
Well, I just gave our listeners a preview on Facebook.
Sick. Nice.
Of what to expect.
Yeah.
So.
This like overture is amazing because it's like
we got tarot cards.
Yeah, and it goes through like a lot of the songs too, just a it's in classical musical fashion. I mean, they don't do that for a lot of like movie musicals.
No.
So this is very much a classic musical.
Troy Gentile got like fourth billing just for playing Little Cage or Little JB.
That was him? Was Troy. Okay, I thought that was the cartoon guy. Who's the cartoon guy that did the THC?
John K.
John K. That's who I was thinking
of. So I do want to be a little transparent. This was thrown together kind of quick. We didn't think we were going to be doing this tonight.
No.
We thought it was going to be in a couple weeks. So we didn't have as much time to prep. But you know what? I think that's going to work out in true Drunk
like
at the Movies
like
fashion.
Like you always say, fuck it, do it live.
it doesn't matter.
The captions don't scroll as fast as we would hope at times, so we may
this
may
movie
be
has
smart
not
to
been previewed
pull,
for that.
Pull the lyrics up on our phones if we so need to.
But, yeah, I mean, I kind of know them anyways, you know?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been looking forward to this all day.
Totally.
I'm glad you guys were available to do it.
Written by Liam Lynch, one of the writers.
It worked out.
My United States of whatever.
Dude. This is my United States of whatever.
And he directed it, so.
Very funny album.
So Jack Black, one of the writers of it, obviously, he was so bummed when it tanked.
Yeah, in the box office, it didn't do well, right?
Yeah, it did not at all.
But it became a cult classic.
Oh, yeah.
I used to watch it on my brother's laptop all the time.
So there's...
Like I said, I had it on my DVR for like 5 years.
With hair. Kyle with hair.
KG.
Now, have you ever seen the D live?
I have not.
I've seen them twice.
My friend has photographed them and like hung out with them.
That's Def Leppard.
Yeah, I know.
I saw them open for Weezer.
Yeah, they did that.
And with Jimmy Eat World, that was in Bloomington
ago.
Normal. Yeah, like Drew was in her mother's stomach.
Yeah.
For
that was a
show.
While ago. Yeah.
And then I saw them again more recently at Riot Fest.
Riot Fest, that's
where
my friend.
A couple years ago.
He also met up with Andrew WK. He was there too.
Did you see?
I think
he's the
man.
Yeah. Here we go. It's time for a little classico.
Oh, yeah. He's like, come on, everybody.
This
listen.
Like, and this is an old song. They used to do it on their live shows.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a Jack Black trying to be on Kyle Gass's jock, and Kyle does want nothing to do with it.
My name's JB.
Just rolled into town. My name's JB.
Got a dragon on my shirt.
Would you give me some space?
Dude, I'm sorry. Hey, you're driving away my crowd. You can just move it back, like I asked you earlier. I think things are going to be a lot better. Okay, fine.
Yeah, yeah, let me back up. Yeah, let me back up.
It's crazy how he ain't his man. He's a fire him applaud. Man, he's a shining golden god. If you think you're fucking wrong, fucking control, out of control. Wreck the block, you fucking suck, my fucking cock. And if it's rule, you fucking school, out of rules, out of the jewels. If you think it's time to, if you think it's time to, if you think it's time to fucking rock. Fuck. Going to break your fucking ass. Then you know his name is Kyle Gass. Rocking and fucking rolling and fucking rocking and fucking rolling. Oh, there's Lee.
Lee.
And Lee the pizza man loves it.
Wake and bake pizza.
You guys are like do you say badass?
Yeah.
Badass.
We're not a band. They calls me King. He's so
that was it. He's like a
calls
robot.
Me.
They calls me
and
King.
And I aims to keep that way.
That was rude.
And then watch him. He like skips away, I think.
He like doesn't hit him in the face with his pick.
Yeah. And that's all he's got.
Yeah. Bummer.
Oh, he doesn't skip. He just walks like a
Jeez Louise Papa Cheese.
Wake and Bake Pizzeria. Lee. Infamous.
It's part of his
not
genius.
Not infamous, but famous Lee.
Here's my song.
Oh, yeah. Lee. The song from the original series, Lee.
Can't get to sleep tonight. No matter how hard I try. Cause it's cold and it's dark, and the moon can't light the way. And daddy's gone, bye bye. I'm just a baby.
Now, can you do the baby noise at the end of this?
That was pretty
he says
good.
Baby too.
They all say baby.
Now this I had
Clockwork
not
Orange
I had
shit.
Not seen yes. a Clockwork Orange the, when I saw this movie first.
Totally it, Clockwork Orange.
It was like 4 or 5 years after I had seen this movie that I saw Clockwork Orange and I was like, "Oh my god, that's just like Pick a Destiny." So I saw it backwards, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of like Wayne's World and The Graduate.
He's like a little wee baby.
I'm trying to tell who it is.
Wee baby.
Yeah, they're
it's,
like
it's probably people that worked on the show. I'm
yeah, and you know maybe like some UCB people or something.
Right.
Like Matt Besser is probably one of those guys. I bet.
Mm.
That's probably Matt
probably
Besser
right
there.
Right there.
Yeah, the tall one.
And I think one of the other guys was on like a Sarah Silverman program.
Oh yeah, the cop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
yeah.
Was him
totally.
That did,
yep.
The low voice a bit ago.
Yeah, so I like that part made zero sense to me when I saw this.
I love
this
his socks and flip-flops.
Socks and flip-flops.
His shirt is just so great, too. It's like a medieval times guy shirt.
Oh, he's holding his pick.
Yeah, you yeah, that's right, Ron. that's great. He pretended like he kicked their ass.
Me? Yeah, they were already gone.
And they really, like, barely did anything, you know?
No, he just got a bloody nose.
Yeah.
They didn't even break his guitar.
Yeah.
No.
They just, like, kind of beat him up a little bit.
But you know what? It's enough to form a union here, it seems.
Mm-hmm. I need to find out. I'm on IMDb. I'm going to find out where these guys are. Yeah, Jay Johnston.
Was that?
That's the cop from Sarah Silverman. He's one of the guys. V.J. Foster.
This place is futuristic.
John Ennis.
Yeah, this looks like a... looks like a really good, nice place.
My door's four.
Wow, nice patch.
So, we're to believe that... he's just been sleeping on the street since he was a little boy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, totally.
Wow.
Oh, I forgot Neil Hamburger's in this.
Well, the blue ball.
Turkington. Yeah, dude, Turkington is hilarious. So he's basically like.
Oh, yeah.
Stripes, you know, he's clean.
That's some more Dio.
Yep.
Ronnie James Dio.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I wrote it. Yeah, so he's like a KG Power Man 5000. He's a total douchebag to JB, like acting like he's hot shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fitting we're watching this, too, because they are going back out on tour and going to film The Pick of Destiny, too.
Yeah, I actually talked to one of the managers at Mega Replay when I was telling her what we were doing tonight.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, that's awesome.
Timely.
Her and her boyfriend, I guess, are going to be seeing them when they're at the Riviera.
Nice.
And a sold-out show, I guess.
Huh.
Jack Black was recently on an episode of Game Night on NBC.
Oh,
nice!
Is this a song here?
No, this isn't on the album. Yeah.
But
Power Slide.
He was on
Gotta Show Pete Townsend. That's
that episode of Hollywood Game Night, and he's graying quite a bit.
Oh yeah,
you know who he looks like?
Who's
it? Orson Welles.
Nice.
Looks like it could have been his son.
Orson Welles' son.
I saw him on Jumanji.
Jack Wells. Yeah, he wasn't he like a woman?
Full throttle
power slide here on carpet with jeans.
And he
on.
Like he hits his face, right?
Yeah,
the first one. No. Okay. It's a good one.
How'd that feel? Really good. How
did it look? Amazing. It's amazing. There's one line that I'm going to point out. It is the best line ever, and I use it all the time. It's after their first gig, which should be coming up. Just like the sight gags in this movie are hilarious.
Yeah, I think he started to laugh there.
Royalties. Yeah, I love you, pumpkin.
I love you, pumpkin.
Big hit in Canada.
Canada.
I love you, pumpkin.
He's just basically making him clean.
Super Fox.
Holy shit.
That's there's a lot going on there.
Just got a Meta World Milk Bonnier. That's a different show.
Meta World Milk Bonnier.
That's getting a bump.
Drop down, give me one cock push-up.
You only need to do one, guys.
Yeah.
That's the joke.
Mm-hmm. Lay on your stomach.
From now on, I want you to do one cock push up a day.
Yeah. With my cock.
Keep at it. You never know when you need to fuck your way out of a tight situation.
Hey, you know, foreshadowing?
Right.
Great movie writing.
Yeah.
He's just singing a song about KG, right? His shirt says Rusty Trombone.
This is me.
So his guitar is a child's guitar that says Monster Mash on it with like Sharpie, and it's the strap is just a piece of twine.
And it is the same guitar from earlier.
Yeah, totally. Oh, he's got enough to make a call.
Yeah, doing a
he's busking on the board.
A little troll dance there.
Yeah. Oh, dude, this simulator.
those sick graphics.
You know what to do. You know what to do.
Yeah. Did it.
I did it, man. Check it out. Do you hear that?
Clink, clink.
Good. Go score me a
a dime bag.
What?
$10 worth of weed?
A dime bag?
There's going to be a dime bag reference.
Dime bag Daryl?
Yeah, later in the movie.
Really?
There's a connection to another dime bag.
He just recently...
died a long time ago.
Was his day that he passed away like 10 years ago, or like 15, 20 years ago, or something like that.
Didn't really pass away, more like
was
murdered on
stage. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a Reddit thread about it. It was like...
So what is this they're watching? This does not look familiar to me. Mm-mm. And I know all kinds of weird, crazy shit.
It looks familiar to me because of this.
Yeah, that's and the only way.
This is not Clockwork Orange, I will let you know that.
Yeah, doesn't he? He's
they're
just
looking
like,
at a TV guide.
He looks in the TV guide and it's like...
Turn it to channel 14.
Turn it to channel...
Really old.
Search of Sasquatch.
Yeah! Sasquatch. Love me some Sasquatch.
They're blazing... And their eyes, their eyes are so small.
Yeah, they're like three quarters of the way closed. Try to snatch the remote. It's like the, you know, the pebble martial arts
teaching the or sensei. Whatever.
Yeah, if you can snatch the stone from my hand.
And it's just really intense and he just can't
fuck.
Do it.
Young grass smoker.
Not grasshopper. Patience, young grass smoker. Oh, the gig simulator. This is the best. He's wearing a helmet and...
Yeah, the paper plates with angry faces on them.
Yeah. KGP. Oh, he's got a knock at the door. Who is it? Who could it be?
Who is you?
Who is you?
Okay, I hate when people say Zod.
You don't like Zod.
You've said that to me.
I know I have.
On this very podcast
before. And then he just did it.
I'm a big fan of it because you don't like it, I think.
Thanks. You're just... fitting right into that mold that you portray yourself to be. The anti everything.
I am the Revolution Brewing anti-hero.
Yes.
So now they actually have an audience.
Yeah, Lee is brought the Zah, of course.
What else was Lee from? I've heard you guys say his name.
Well, just in the original series, Lee.
Oh, because this is what used to be on HBO, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They did a song called Lee. He was their only fan. Do you remember that on the album? Tenacious D, the album?
It's Lee.
Yeah. The series is on Amazon Prime now.
No fucking way. I got to watch all of it. The last time I watched it, I was like in third grade.
J.R. Reed. He's been in a few different things. Blackish is one recently.
Yeah, he's just like a TV... kind of actor. Okay, JB. I love he's wearing like cut off sleeve sweatshirt
and a football helmet.
Yeah. Get on with it, dumb shit.
I like how he can't say that himself. Yep. He has to have a tape.
And he just kind of presses it.
I don't think we're singing along with this one, but we'll turn it up.
Yeah. Dillweed. Where do the bottles come in?
You're trying to chew a diamond from a piece of coal. Yeah.
Bottle.
Oh, now we're getting personal.
Yeah.
I love you, pumpkin. You
yeah, know. Pumpkin patch.
Pumpkin
yeah.
patch.
Hey, that's really. Hey.
Oh, and he like he sees Meatloaf.
Oh, it's Meatloaf, his dad.
Yeah.
It's like in Waterboy.
Yeah.
Water sucks.
It really, really sucks.
Oh, here we go.
This is when he breaks his geet box, right? Oh!
Set it up. Turn it off.
Turn it off.
Stop the ride.
You don't suck.
Monster Mash.
It's Ed.
Do you like me? Do you guys like me?
Very Blake Webb. Oh, this is great.
Hi, Pumpkin. It's your mother. Your father and I have decided that 15 years of trying to be a famous
He's just trying to...
I'm not going to be sending you any more rent checks. It's time to get a real job.
Oops.
He's been lying.
He's a faker. Those weren't royalty
checks. The pumpkin patch is bullshit.
Yeah.
Watch TV, you want.
Hey, it's like a TV.
You lied to me.
Yep. Oh, that's, I think this is betrayal. When we figure out the name of our fucking band, dude.
And that he's bald.
Yeah, yeah, everything happens here.
Well, you know where Tenacious... Oh, there it goes. There goes
wig's
the
off.
Wig.
Don't we get a flashback of him as a little boy?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. With the, he's wearing a hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a little kid and he's got like male pattern baldness.
Yep.
You know where the actual name Tenacious D comes from, right?
It's just a term for good defense.
Yeah, but it was like a Marv Albert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He would say that, yeah.
That he would say all
Tenacious
the time.
Tenacious D.
Oh. Aww. Pumpkin.
He's just had that his entire life, bald head.
Freakazoid, that was a great cartoon.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I own it.
I was too young to get it.
Yeah.
But I still watched it. I was probably 6.
It was good stuff.
I used to watch it when I was a little baby.
Shit, Lee's still there.
Yeah. Lee's feeling a little awkward right now.
Why are you packing? Yep. He spent the last rent check. There you go.
Oh, but guess what he spent the money on.
I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about what he spent the money on because it's so great. He's bringing out a guitar case with a bow on it.
Aw.
Mm-hmm. It's a present for JB. He's actually a very good guy. Deep down?
Deep down.
Mm-hmm. KG. I would be homies with KG.
Have you ever heard his other band, Trainwreck?
Yeah.
They're like a Western band.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the lead singer or whatever.
Yeah.
This is the most epic,
is a sick guitar.
The most epic freaking acoustic guitar in the world.
Yeah, it's got like the
pentagram, yin yang.
It's not shaped like your standard
yeah,
shape.
Yeah, like the cutout is like a sharp leaf. Like Gibson SG yes. cutout. And he's got the Infinity Stones on top.
Right.
All he's gotta do is snap his fingers.
Yeah, I don't know that stuff. Pretend like I do.
JB right on there.
And he's crying, and I think, guys, I think I might, too.
Yeah, I think I'm tearing up. It's a very special moment.
They better start rocking soon to clear these tears.
Stop. We're going to pay the rent with our rock.
With our rock.
Yes.
I already got a name for our band.
Name for our fucking band, dude. I have S Mark, too.
Oh, yeah.
Tanakh. Born with it. The name of our fucking band, dude. His right ass cheek has a birthmark says Tanakh. Looked it up in the dictionary. It's not in there.
Never knew what the hell it meant. Till now.
It's the name of our fucking band, dude. I have S Mark too. And this was like on the poster for the longest time. They put their butt cheeks together and it says Tenacious D. And Lee is the one that points it out.
Ah, ridiculous.
Oh, they must pay the rent with
their rock.
Now it's like the TV show.
Yeah.
This is exactly how every episode of the Tenacious D TV show.
He got did. Neil Hamburger four drinks. What does he got? Three drinks? But that's my life. Dude, Turkington. Oh my God. Paul F. Tompkins.
Yes.
Blake just got a milk bone. Yeah.
A Metter World milk bone. Yeah. Beginning of time,
'twas written in the stones that one day. 'Twas written in the stones.
He does love him some PFT.
And now they're here to come again. Can I sip of this?
Yes, it's Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I'm gonna just take a couple schlunks and then. Ladies and gentlemen,
Tenacious D. Tenacious D.
Tossing a hammer, baby. It's our first concert ever.
All right, so history. This is you guys.
I got the harmony, got Scott.
Okay.
So you be JB. I got the KG part.
Rise. It's power. We ride with kings and mighty steeds.
Across the devil's plain.
We rock with Jesus in his cross.
He did not die in vain,
no. With wolves, we climb, kick to,
even stopped a moving train.
We've traveled through this time, my friends.
Rock.
Again, rock.
She did not appreciate his wink.
And with rise, we'll never subside.
Ride
till the planets collide.
And if you say that we do not ride,
I'll turn your fucking hide.
Ride.
Those jingles be silver.
Jack's voice then be gold. But
let's do sing in vain. We know robots and we don't care.
Tenacious D.
We reign. We reign. We reign. Oh, yeah. Burrito supreme. And a chicken supreme. And a color supreme. Supreme. Yeah. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Supreme. Supreme. Here we go, 1, 2, 3. Burrito supreme. And a chicken supreme. And a cutlet supreme.
Supreme.
He just knocks that mic stand out.
The song's good, but for the narrative, it's like supposed to not be good.
Yeah.
But he just fucking knocked it over. PFT.
Yeah. In a suit, kind
of. Like, you played music.
It's okay.
Yeah. It's okay. We were kick ass. And we're going to totally win that money next week at the open mic contest. Well, good luck. There's a lot of stiff competition, so you might want to think about writing some new material. Neil Hamburger.
Well, that's my life.
All right, best line of the entire movie right here. No, it was so awesome. Okay. Yeah, it was awesome compared to bullshit. I use that all the time. Yeah, it was awesome to fucking bullshit. True. Compared to bullshit.
I do like that Lee has his own homemade t-shirt already.
Tenacious D rocks.
Before their first show.
Yeah.
Totally.
Oh, what's going to happen here? It's like the Mega Powers, you know, when they did that crazy handshake.
A masterpiece. To pay the rent.
A ketchup pentagram on carpet.
Now, this isn't in the album, but it is on the one before this. Like, he's like better, getting better.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Masterpiece, because I sure the fuck am. Yeah. Let's go. What are you doing? Go, play something. Go fast. The magic only lasts a second. No, don't play fast. I said start. Oh, he's wearing a Trainwreck t-shirt right there.
He wears it, like, all the time.
Does he?
You're judging yourself. That's why that riff sucks. No fucking mental blocks. Release the...
Kraken.
That's all right. Can you play a little higher, higher, higher?
Like, as a guy that's been in a band that has tried to write songs...
This is not how you write songs.
It feels like this.
Yeah.
But it's obviously not that quick. Yeah. Like, they're taking what the songwriting process is for a band or, like, two guys and just accelerating it, and it feels like you're going that fast when you're doing it. But it's funny. It's pretty good. Press record. Press record. No, goddamn, it's too late. Ah, goddamn it, Kyle, we had it. Right there in it, and you were too slow. You didn't remember to do shit. You didn't do what I told you. Catch up. sprayed the pentagram all over the ground. If we're going to do this thing right, you got to do
what I tell you now. He's like, the bossy
one.
Yeah,
he's like just so angry. Tried for literally 30 seconds to write a song. We got writer's block.
What do they all have in common?
Those are all classic
nuts.
Episode or issues there.
KG goes, well, they all got the same pick, right? Well, they all use the same guitar pick. Bow, 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 bow. It's a sick riff that happens when they see it.
It's like they all use the same guitar pick.
Oh, we get to see Tim Robbins in this movie. I forgot all about that.
Shit balls.
Oh, Ben Stiller.
Yep. Yeah.
Ben Stiller.
Well, he was like one of the producers on the movie, mm-hmm, so yeah. This is his cameo.
This is so great. God, his like outfit and his face is just perfect.
I'm not seeing it. I
don't think they have it. Who the fuck told you about that? Isn't he like just real like pissed that they know about it? He's reminiscent of Tony Perkis.
Yeah.
How'd you hear about this? The fuck told you? Tell you.
We just noticed that all these musicians are using the same guitar.
Yeah, they got the fucking.
He looks like Dio.
Yeah, he does. He totally looks like Ronnie James. Sure. Dio.
Do me a favor. Ring up these amp casters for me. Thank you, my man.
Come on, let's go to the back. And then he turns on this one little light bulb. The back room.
We can talk in here. What you seek is the pick.
The pick.
The pick of what?
Of destiny.
Why?
I think there's a light switch right
there. Yeah, that's what, yeah.
You two bozos don't even realize it, but you just stumbled onto the darkest secret in the history of rock. Go on.
I didn't even know this was a real thing.
Yeah, it's nuts, man. The pod.
I saw POD live, but I thought it stood for Payable on Death.
We are
Youth of the Nation.
Youth of the Nation. Loved that band.
Yeah. Southtown was a great song.
Dude, mm-hmm. The fundamental elements of Southtown.
We came here to rock this jam.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Christian rock. That's what it's all about.
I saw them several times.
I feel so alive.
That was it.
Here was my.
I feel like a guy for the very first time. I came inside you.
Feel like a guy.
I feel like a guy. He's a pornographic Weird Al.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Biggie.
I'm a.
He was already singing about love and erection.
Yes.
On
oh yeah,
karaoke.
I can't live
without your fucking erection.
That's it.
That's
so
it.
So Ben Stiller's showing them like the ancient scrolls. Texts about the pod.
Oh yeah, the Sumerians wrote all about it.
Yeah, it's like. Yeah, he's like. I studied for years to learn this ancient language. Why didn't you just get a translator? And let him read it too.
Satan's anus.
Yeah, this is like the whole plot. This is pretty much the whole plot. He's just saying Satan. Yeah.
And knocked a tooth out.
Threw a horseshoe, knocked his tooth out, and the.
I'm not complete.
So he's not complete, so he needs to go back into hell.
Yeah.
Until you are complete again. Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl.
He'll be back.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing.
I love the unibrow on that blacksmith. Yeah. Moist and wanting.
On his lute. He looks like Teen Wolf, which I'm wearing a Teen Wolf t-shirt.
There you go.
Yeah, Robert Johnson.
Crossroads.
Of course.
Sold the soul to the devil. Supernatural.
Whole level of...
Supernatural power. Supernatural? Supra. With Angus Young, VCDC.
Yeah. Not the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Rock and Roll History Museum.
History Museum. The Pod.
Why didn't you just go get it? Rock and Roll History Museum is an impenetrable fortress. You two bozos want to steal the pick of destiny. Count me out.
There's another... They're talking about they got to go to the... The Rock and Roll History Museum.
Yeah.
Fred Armisen is one of the security guards. He has another one of my favorite lines in this whole thing. He doesn't even, it's not a line. He like sings a little song and it's funny. I'll sing it along with him. I'll carry along with him.
Have you ever been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Or am I the only one?
No, my mom and sister have. I went
there. Yeah, Biggie doesn't travel, so.
No, I don't travel at all. I hate it.
He doesn't drive or
I didn't even drive here.
Yeah. And he's got the driver's ed card. It's got the second brake pedal in there.
Kind of need it for work. He's pizza delivery guy.
Pizza delivery guy and driver's ed guy. Yeah. Like the two jobs you need a car for. They're in Hollywood in Sacramento, dude.
That's what? How many hours? Four?
10 hours.
Oh, even more.
Yeah,
than that. Okay.
I went from like San Diego to halfway up the coast, like San Francisco area. Took us like 5 hours.
Yeah.
It's nuts. And then to get to San Francisco, it's even like five more.
Is that on the Pacific Coast Highway?
Yeah, dude. It was
Ventura
dope.
Highway. Smash Mouth wrote a song about the Pacific Coast Highway.
Sure it wasn't the Californians?
You gotta take Mulholland.
Yeah, it's SNL.
That's the best sketch ever. Yeah. Fred Armisen's in that one, too. Yeah. What's the next song coming up here?
I have to do The Government Totally Sucks.
Oh, that's not in the movie.
No.
That's a deleted scene.
Oh, okay.
Master Exploder might be?
Yeah, he falls asleep.
Yeah,
this is
Master
Exploder.
Yeah, Master
Exploder.
All right, so here you go.
This next band asked me not to read this.
Yeah. Crank it up, dude.
I'm going to read it anyway because I wrote it. And it's the truth. I fucking
love
this
band.
They are the best band ever.
Period.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tenacious D.
And in this song, KG's guitars change.
Oh, yeah.
And they get more and more metal.
Like metal, yeah.
Hey, what's up?
It's wearing a Kalamazoo, Michigan.
It's like five minutes ago.
It's called Master Exploder.
My band played this.
Smoking like Ace, really. The microphone's on fire.
Yeah.
And his shirt changed.
I do not need.
He does not need.
A microphone.
A microphone.
My voice is fucking powerful.
Oh, that
was Amy Adams.
That was Amy Adams?
That was Amy Adams said I love you to him.
No way.
Love that guitar.
Yeah.
The spread eagle lady.
Licking it. Okay, here he goes.
Yeah!
his head
blows
exploded.
This guy's mind.
Sorry.
I did not mean.
He did not mean.
To blow your mind.
To blow your mind.
But that shit happens to me all the time.
His face is the best.
He's got, what, six arms?
Yeah.
He's got three, four.
Yep,
six. Okay. Yeah, that's Amy Adams. Yep.
That is totally her.
Yep. Lee is creaming his jeans.
Take a look.
What you see?
Tell me what you see.
We got the pick of destiny.
Fantastic, guys. Good job.
Yes.
And that's just, the whole bar is going nuts.
And they all have eyeliner on.
Yeah, they completely changed outfits.
They're chanting JB.
He's wearing a chainmail shirt.
With the pick around his neck.
Yeah.
It's glowing green.
JB. Oh, the JB chants are just him saying, JB, wake
yeah.
up. Oh, this is the tits or destiny part, isn't it?
Shut down, dude. I'm starving.
Oh, Amy. No. Kristen Wiig, Amy Poehler. Amy Poehler is the waitress.
Yes, this is
here.
The halfway house yeah. cafe.
And we meet Tim Robbins here too.
Actually, halfway through the movie, so mm-hmm. I guess it makes sense.
This is where the divide comes into.
Yeah, Amy Poehler with red hair.
Doesn't she have like a black eye too? Yeah.
Yeah.
My face is up here. Her shirt says.
Yeah.
What do you recommend?
I recommend that you order some food.
I love Amy Poehler.
He like. Orders it and she just goes and walks away.
And a steak.
Hello?
What happened to your eye?
What happened to your eye?
A burnt with a curling iron.
I'll have one small glass of carrot juice.
Yeah, but I'll have that here.
Carrot
then
juice.
I will have nothing.
And walks away.
I hate my life.
Yeah.
I'll
have one glass of carrot juice.
A junior bacon double cheese.
Yeah.
I'm trying to watch my figure.
I'll have the 5-piece nuggets. Take two of them. Shove them up your ass.
Damn it, Kyle. That's French for the tiger.
Mm-hmm. He's just checking out these babes, KG is.
Well, I mean.
For good reason. I mean, they're sorority girls and they're
messing with them, obviously.
Hey, there's three separate bumps right there.
Yeah. We're at four bumps at this
point.
Four
bumps at this point.
Oh, and
I got
is,
a bump downstairs with, this girl, with these girls, right?
You know it. It's a rager.
Fucking dick squeezer.
Oh, my God.
Here comes Tim Robbins.
Oh, my God. He, like, he's a serious actor. I love it when serious actors do this kind of stuff. Like Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, what the hell else? The guy, oh, God, he's a sit-down. Like, scares him. Who else am I thinking of? Damn it. Can't think of it.
He looks like washed up Val Kilmer in Willow.
Yeah.
He looks like that character after
look at his teeth.
Yeah.
A tough decade.
Get back here. Let me stab you. Hey, buddy.
Buddy.
This is another kind of interesting plot point. He's like, he knows for some reason that they're going to get it.
He can just sense it.
Mm-hmm.
We're just on a little business trip.
Are you going to check out the Rock and Roll History Museum?
The Rock and Roll what?
History Museum.
Oh, no, I don't
that's
know
a Russian accent.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Like rock and roll types to me.
God, is...
Yeah, well, weren't they just looking at a brochure for
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
We've been on our way to see some shit in Sacramento, so sorry.
I was just asking because I noticed... The guitars in the back seat of your car.
Yeah. Well, I said we're fucking businessmen. We sell guitars. So what? Big deal. End of story. Check, please.
Check, please.
Breaking into the rock and roll.
Break in here.
Give me that back, man.
Rude. You don't just steal a guy's map.
I don't
like to say the name.
Oh, dude, and then break into.
Oh, shit.
No. Hey-o.
That's fun.
That'll happen.
Oh, my God. We're sitting with someone famous.
Yeah, when when it's outside of the fridge. I learned that lesson the hard way with a Monster Energy drink in my car.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Do you need me to get some paper towels, some PTs?
No, I can go get them myself.
Some PT cruisers?
I'm just going to suck the foam, as they say.
Ooh. Get the head off that.
That's a good head.
Not like a little foam.
That beer gave you some good head.
Cry like a little girl. Get the job done.
Excuse me. And he just like put some money on the table, even though he didn't order anything.
Yeah.
God, I'm trying to think of another actor that's like a serious actor that played a stupid role. And I can't think of it.
Oh, Robert De Niro did it. Has done it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in Tropic Thunder too. But he was what's his name? He's Tony Stark. That's kind of a stupid role too, right? Isn't it? He's kind of a funny guy.
Yeah, but he was more of a comedic actor in his beginning.
Yeah.
He was Tim, you ever seen that movie Johnny Be Good?
No.
Oh, that's a good 80s movie you need to check out.
Of course.
He was a sidekick with the guy from Breakfast Club, the redheaded kid.
Emilio Estevez?
No.
Michael Ian Hall or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Michael Ian Hall's Dexter, right? Michael C. Hall.
Call him, what was it, Johnny something?
Johnny Be Good.
Johnny Be Good. Johnny Football.
Johnny Football. Johnny Manziel.
Sorry about that. I cleaned up my mess. Yeah. I got a little excited, a little Master Exploder action, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, hey-o.
Master Exploded all over the coffee table.
All over his Meta World milk boner right now.
I did not mean to spill my beer.
And in my hands.
God, Tim Robbins. A laser. Security door came down on my leg. John Hamm is who I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
And like Bridesmaids and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And like just he's in funny movies now. It's great. I love like serious actors.
When he was showing up on Saturday Night Live all the time.
Yeah.
He also was great when he was on 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he showed up in Parks and Rec, I think, in episode as well.
He's a big comedy guy.
Totally.
He used to be on Comedy Bang Bang like every once in a while.
He's on
too.
Pardo's Never Not Funny quite a bit too.
Earwolf Network.
Yeah.
He was on Scarborough Country, too, because he's from St. Louis, like the Scarborough brothers are. Yeah.
Big Cardinal fan.
Yeah.
Johnny Hams. Hambone. Packing the meat.
So he gave him the map of the two air vents, the two air ducts, which ones to go into.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he's nowhere to be found.
Got some smoking Bettys over there. He's going to break in, baby. Hey, oh. Got to go into that one. That's what the guy was talking to. Shit.
The party.
Uh-oh.
Freeze frame. Freeze frame.
What do we do with the freeze frame? What's the rules here?
There are no rules. What we do.
What happened? The song's coming.
Oh, no. There here it is. Go. You got to hit the tracking, right?
Yeah, tracking. got a little squirrely.
Yeah, you got to hit the tracking on the VHS.
Put an e-pile.
I have the lone copy of this
tits
on VHS.
Or Destiny, yeah. And he raises his shirt up. Says,
tits. That is on the album.
Very quietly. Tits.
We got the tits.
Song
of Destiny.
Yeah, what? This is a quick one. This is like a 20 second.
Yeah.
I guess, dude.
The divide.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think dude's coming up too. Dude. No, that's a while.
I recognize that other girl, too. Not those two, but the other one.
The one in the middle. Excuse me,
are you going to charge us for all? You're going to charge us for the reshows?
No, you're so proud of everything for free.
Are you going to charge us for all the refills?
Well, that's a really good deal.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, Sassafras is coming up.
Yeah, I'm going to sing some Sassafras.
The Shoelace Express. Oh, she flashes her.
I think that was her bra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't
broken taillight.
I didn't see any
foreshadowing with the broken taillight, yep. By the way.
I want you, Jane. I want your Jane. Is that what it's meaning?
I want you,
yes.
Jane.
I want your vagina.
They're like, get him on stage. And it's funny, the girl's wearing a shirt that says, I heart sluts. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And I love how he only does his half. Across the devil's plane.
They got a hookah behind them.
Of course, man. What kind of college party wouldn't be
conducted?
Complete?
He's being conducted. He's got his train cap on.
I was going to say, he's got his train shirt on. Mm-hmm. And he's,
so, let's give it up. I love it. He's like, no, nope, there's a guitar.
You know there's some guy at the party with a guitar.
Of course, and it's already plugged in. Yeah. It's a song.
My gay partner?
Former partner.
So are you going to sing half of it?
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Across the devil's plane.
He did not die in vain, no!
That sucked.
I want you, Jane!
Need it all the time.
I want you, Jane!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Just chowing on
eating
some magic
some mushrooms,
dude.
One more, that's it.
And he's so lucky to have found those.
All them
to
caps.
Eat. He was so hungry.
Mm-hmm. All them caps, Kevin. All them caps.
Gotta get those caps.
Now you want to talk about funny cameos. This is my favorite cameo of the movie.
Who is it?
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly.
This is John C. Reilly?
Sasquatch.
Yep.
I had no idea.
You'll be able to tell when you look at his face now that we've told you.
Now that I know. Yes, juicy. The words are animated coming out of his mouth.
Zing. Yeah, there's a lot of music in the background of this scene, but I'm only singing.
We're flying.
That part.
Flying. But you gotta do the protect when it goes back to real life.
Yeah, this may be one of my favorite scenes of the movie.
It is very.
I used to have
it's
this,
Alice in Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I used to have this.
You can hear that on Dishing Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Plug. I used to have this music software thing, like where I could write music and like play it back on the computer, like a finale type situation.
Yeah.
I would write it like on a staff. I wrote this song out with the pan flute and everything. Oh my gosh!
It's John C. Reilly.
It's totally him.
It's Dr. Steve Brule.
You audio.
I was just walking in your beautiful forest.
Oh, it's not mine.
My forest, but
you already are.
He's hugging a tree.
I love you too, JB.
You're awesome rocker.
Woo! Let's play.
Goes out in the strawberry wimble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Let's go on an adventure.
Yeah. I got lots to show you.
Can I be a Sasquatch too?
You already are, JB.
You're my little baby.
You're my son, JB.
And turns
baby sass.
Turns into a Sasquatch. I wouldn't doubt that JB has a real, like a real obsession with Sasquatches.
I like Sasquatch too. So yeah, they're going on the Strawberry River, which I love when they cut to real life.
It's stuck on my butt.
Here we go. Papageno, he's my papa sass. Ooh, na, la, la. Ooh, Papageno, he's my sassafras.
In a river with a very strong current.
It's stuck in my butt.
Shake your tushy.
Here we go.
Oh!
Oh!
Papa says.
Papa Gainer. Yeah, it is.
Brass. Here you go.
He climbing a tree. Eyes closed and giddy.
We're flying.
Hold on, boy.
Where the Sasquatch hide? In a misty mountainside. Got shiny diamonds that he got to protect. Look into the Sasquatch eye. Did you know that Sas can fly? Sasquatch is my daddy, and he's going to protect me. Half man, half machine. On the cover of a magazine. Bigfoot is my father, and he's got to protect me. These lyrics don't make sense. Think I found the evidence. Yeti is my papa, and he wants to protect me.
Protect.
It's wide over there.
And the end, he's not Sasquatch anymore. And there he goes.
Falls down a very high tree.
Oh, sweet baby.
Just right on the nads, of
course.
He
says baby too.
Yes.
When he get hit in the balls.
And he lands on the road with a sign that says Rock and Roll History Museum right in front of him.
It works out, doesn't it?
Just tripping face right there.
I think he's coming down a little though.
A little.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like they wore off.
Yeah, that hit'll do it.
Yeah, you motherfucker. Is it Breakin' City first?
No, dude.
This is Dude I Totally Miss You.
And that's you.
That's me.
The keg is dry. Some guy goes, "Hey," and then throws a cup at him.
And you know who that guy is?
Colin Hanks, right?
It is true.
Yeah.
I totally miss you. I really fucking miss you. Where I'm all alone, all the time, all the time. Dude, I totally miss you. The things we did together. Where have you gone? Totally miss the honesty in special times, and honestly, I totally miss the fucked up things you do. Dude, I totally miss you. I totally miss you. Dude, I totally miss you all the time.
Killer solo.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Colin Hanks.
Chet Hayes' brother.
I totally miss you. I totally miss you. Dude, I totally miss you all the time. All the time.
Great chord right here. Consistency.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Now here's Breakin' City.
And this is you. With us, background.
Ambition is clear. I'm going over there. I'm going to do the mission. Flip around the corner, flat as a pancake, and then I the camera. Right back here, devise a plan. Dive into the bushes.
Literally explaining yes. What he's doing.
It's all exposition.
Infiltrate. Storm the gates. Storm the gates. Samurai.
Storm the gates.
Met to the pole. Climb that shit.
Storm the gates.
That motherfucker. Now I'm arming up on the roof. I've got cat-like reflexes. Flip.
I elbowed him. One guy. He's trying to punch me in the neck. I look
Fred Armisen.
Two guys yeah. Going, we're going to punch
smoking
you.
A joint with
up at me. I got both some other guy. Like this. Pulled both their hair, and I made them both poke each other's eyes out. There's blood everywhere.
The lads.
Infiltrate. Storm the gates.
Fuck.
Two air vents on the roof. That's what the guy was talking. Shit. Electric eye. Infiltrate.
Storm the gates. Storm the gates. Storm the gate!
And we get like JB show or KG shows up, and like you get a tiny little reprise yeah. of "Dude, I totally miss you."
Cockshiner.
It's like kind of like that one song on their original one, the Kyle quit the band.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's got it. Oh, he's back. We want non-rocker. This line is reserved for rockers only, so I can't really talk to you right now. Extra and rock and roll. Oh, he sees him. Whisper. I'm in the air duct, dude. I'm
in the air duct. Dude. How'd he get in there?
Dun, 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 dun. I totally missed you.
Oh shit.
Boom. Now it's like it made it kind of look like a drum set a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is where you go. Just hear a noise. I'm fucking tripping. Here it is. This is Fred Armisen, I think. Oh no. He does this little thing. He goes, "Hi, hi, 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 giggy, 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 beep, beep." I think it's covered up.
I'm looking at all the exhibits here.
Mm-hmm. The security guards just going by, and they're posed.
They're like wax,
statues.
I'm guessing and his eyes just moved. Bowie there.
His eyes just moved.
That's totally Bowie, yeah. And there's like the punk rock exhibit or whatever. Yeah. Classic rock.
I'm gonna check him. Yeah, I don't recognize that guy. Mm-hmm.
I think this is it.
The punk exhibit at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I haven't been there in 12, 13 years. So I gotta go back. I want to go like when a band that I like is getting inducted. Yeah. That'd be cool to go to.
I bought this beer yesterday, but it's past its date. It tasted a little malty.
Sometimes you got to get that hitter. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, the music and the score. Listen to it. They do a little thing when he jumps. Here, you'll hear it. Right here. Here it is. He does a little tiny jump. The guitar way to heaven, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we got a dude waxing the floor.
Ooh, you got it. It's an impenetrable fortress, just like Ben Stiller said.
I don't think... It says he said center, but it just sounded like he made
noise
to me.
He just made a noise, yeah. Picks. Where do they keep their picks? Gotta be in the guitar
god's room. Where's that? Right there. At the top of
Guitar way to heaven. I love how it like, just lights up for them, right?
Those gates are like out of Graceland.
Yeah, they got like the music notes on there and stuff.
You ever been there?
I have not.
I've been there. It's
my sister and mom have. I don't go anywhere.
That's a bucket list for me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Light it up.
I'm going to Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee.
Down in the jungle room.
It's just while I was there, like... I had to keep singing that song by Mark Cohn.
Yeah,
walking in Memphis.
Yeah, you walk with your feet Memphis. 10 feet off of Beale?
My foot was definitely 10 feet off
of Beale. I didn't know what Beale was? So you're like, it's a fucking street,
it's
dumbass.
A street, yeah.
You don't know that Clutch album?
There it is.
From Beale Street.
There it is.
They are staring right at the...
Fuck a luck a ding dong.
Fuck a luck a ding dong.
Right at the pod.
No.
Lasers.
Yeah.
The slice into pieces.
Sizzling.
Dude.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. Yeah, this is behind the lasers.
Oh. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
That's some season one workaholics.
Dude, the song that's playing right now is like, lasers.
Yeah.
Danger. You know when they have the
Tetris?
The big, huge t-shirts in that episode, yes. When they like staple them at the bottom? I had a huge t-shirt and I did that with nice. My buddies one time.
Hubert. Now they're just doing video games.
Yep. Frogger.
Dig Dug. Marble Madness. Centipede. Millipede. Macious. Got it.
He's
what he's going to have to do.
Reach. Pick.
Move it, Helmet. The cock.
Use your training.
Wait, there's a button down here. I think it might deactivate the lasers. But I can't reach it.
I can't reach it.
The cock.
The cock.
Use the cock.
Cock push-ups. That's where it comes into play.
Yep. Bust them buttons.
Yeah, he's got the button fly classic rocker move. God, his face. It's just so good.
Come on, helmet head.
His face.
The visual on this is great. He's wearing long undies, I think. It's just
cock,
a
cock.
Dick. Cock. Cock. And he just falls right down. And he skips on in.
Yeah, put that thing away.
There it is. But they can't reach it,
it's
though.
It's right.
P.O.D.
Right mm-hmm. there.
Here okay. It is. This is the best part of the movie, boys.
I can't reach it. Hold on!
But what happens when they're that high?
I got it!
Uh-oh.
Knocks over some giant amps.
Are those Marshall stacks?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
That's
guitar
not
God's
good. They have the pick, but now they've been spotted. Shit is going down.
They ride one of the amps down the stairs like a sled. I used to do that with a laundry basket down
the
stairs.
I did, too.
Yeah. I thought I was Macaulay Culkin.
You ride
Culkin.
Laundry basket, too?
Yeah, yeah. This was gonna, you ride laundry basket, too?
I was like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone when he... Has the toboggan.
The toboggan.
Yeah. I was poor. We only had one step.
So you just dip.
You go
you
down
just dip
one.
Immediately.
Yeah. Power slide. Oh.
Power slide.
With perfect
the
music. Yeah.
In the
awesome. So awesome. And then if you look closely, they're wearing knee pads.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's fucking shooting guns at his feet.
A very long power slide.
How low can you go?
They did it. I shot a gun. Never fired a gun before.
All right. They're out.
Tim Robbins is waiting for him now.
Mm-hmm. This is so hilarious
yeah.
to me. Toss that pick over here.
Don't toss the pick fast.
They're like, no.
Oh, hold a
you
hole.
You might as well kill us, man. Because there is no way in hell we're giving you this fucking pick. Okay. So be it. Come over here.
Come over here. I'm going to fucking stab you. And they're just like, no.
Mm-mm. No. We're not coming over there.
No.
Stay where you are. They just literally walk away. And your balls.
Stick your eyes in your ball sacks?
And then he like just throws his knife at him. Like, yeah. And then the cops get him. It's convenient.
Yep.
Catch Me If You Can, and he starts to walk.
That's a Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
Yeah, yeah, with
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, yeah.
Yeah.
Kings!
Oh, uh-oh.
Tracking.
Gotcha City.
Exhilaration on his face there. I can tell you this disc is getting returned tomorrow.
Yeah. So. What do you need for? Oh.
This is.
Well, that's skipping ahead to Car Chase City a little bit.
They really want us to sing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
It's already going. Put your foot on the gas. Car Chase City.
Oh. Totally fast. He's got an old school car phone.
Hey, you guys. It's Lee. I'm just checking in. Is everything okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we're cool. We're super cool. Where are you guys? Well, we're at the drive-in. We're watching this bitchin' movie. It's Car Chase 3. Have you seen it?
Ah! Spinning Donut. The Spinning Donut.
He's just watching them on TV. TV. Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. Sounds scary, though.
Yeah. It's really funny.
Cool. Well, how was that big power meeting you guys had?
Awesome. I'll tell you about it later. You're making this
movie.
I think I lost him.
No.
Yeah. Brakes. Don't not to spin it. Don't not.
And he's practiced this in his game.
Look at that. Totally flat.
Right by the pothole?
Yeah. Oh, car is on fire.
We're gonna need paramedics and fire trucks. These guys are toast.
These guys are burnt bread, man.
They take the sewers.
They're going to hang out with some Ninja Turtles.
They ruined Lee's car.
Yeah.
Destroyed it.
Yeah, that's...
totally totaled.
Oh, and they up? Yeah, they come
up. They think this is it.
This is great.
Right.
And they
the
come
club.
Out, and it's dark outside. That's how long they've been down there navigating the town sewers.
I bet they'd smell pretty good.
Yeah.
Like some total rock stars.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say like a Toblerone for some reason. Yeah they Toblerone. Smell like a Toblerone, baby.
Beelzebub.
Dustin, a Danish candy bar with some toffee in it.
Dustin, you take the devil.
Yeah, I can do the devil.
I got Jables or KG. Which one are you taking?
I'll take Jables.
I got to do that one note, though.
You can't. Yeah, the ones I can't.
Chongo and the Skeleton
one that's like,
Man.
Sorry, ass. I like
yes,
that one.
Yes.
That's my favorite one.
Ooh.
I should use it tonight. I'm the lead singer. It's a guitar pick. I'm lead guitar. Okay, dude. Don't freak out on me. Let's just work
right.
Rationally, okay?
Paul F. Tompkins ends up being the devil, right? Uh-oh. Oh, they're fighting over the pick?
Yeah, that's
What's
not
gonna
good.
Happen? Oh, they break it in half. And they dropped it on the ground. And it doesn't have powers anymore. PFT. He knows the score.
Uh-huh.
We had the demon's pick, but then we broke it. And now our masterpiece will never happen. Because we will be fueled by Satan.
Fueled by Satan.
Come on, get up. Stand up, roar.
Come on, guys.
Having some satanic guitar pick isn't going to
be the moral of the story.
Yeah, any.
Satan's not in a guitar pick.
He's in here. Satan's inside all of us. He's going to put the pig right in his little gap. Pre-mustache PFT.
Do you like him better with the stash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good
I like him. Look classier.
I'd like him better if his parents would have made him get braces when he was a kid.
It's his signature, though. I've heard him on a podcast talk about how he, like... For one project he's ever been in, they made him put in like an implant that made it normal teeth, and it was very weird looking to him.
Ah. What are they going to do?
Let's go in there and show him what Tenacious D is all about.
Hell yeah, Kyle.
Yeah.
It's his.
It's the KG pick. And
from back in the day.
Cry. Let's get in there. And he's like, okay, let me get this pick now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm complete. This is great.
I like the music.
Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah. You never know. This is a shocker if you've never seen the movie before.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bam, 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 bam.
Look at those special effects.
Oh, yeah. Turns into Dave Grohl.
Dude, we can still use the pick. You use one half, I'll use the other.
Which is what they should have done in the beginning.
Right, exactly.
Boom.
I am complete.
Ready?
Fuck
this CD. Huh? Oh, come on.
Really?
It's the best fucking song in the movie.
Bitch.
All right, I got this just line right here. If we win, you must take your sorry ass back to hell. And also you will have to pay our rent.
And what if I win?
Sing it, Scott.
Then you get to cake back to hell.
What?
What?
Trust me, Cage.
It's
the only way.
What are you talking about?
To be your little bitch.
Fine. Get the rock off. Begin.
Drums. Three bass drums. 666.
The devil, I love metal. Check this riff. It's fucking tasty. The devil, I can do what I want. Whatever I got, I'm gonna flaunt. There's never been a rock off that I've ever lost. Take Kate back to hell.
All the sex
I'm
toys.
I'm gonna fill him with my hot demon's shell.
Motor oil.
Love the sick squeal like a Scarlet Pimpernel.
No!
Come on, Cage.
Let's fight with music with our music.
Our music.
There's just no way that we can win. That was a masterpiece.
Listen to me.
Rocks too hard because he's not a mortal man.
God damn it, Cage. He's gonna make you his sex slave. You're gonna goggle mayonnaise. Unless we bust a massive monster mamma jam.
We've been through so much shit.
Deactivated lasers with my dick.
Now
it's time to blow this fucker down. Doors down.
I hear Jables now. It's time to blow doors down.
So now,
bend your over, then we'll take it around town.
Now it's time to blow this fucker down.
He's gonna rape me if we do not blow doors down. It's time for the show. Hey, it's Chrysler.
Beelzebub.
We know you ain't this rocking sauce. We rock the
Casbah and blow your mind.
We will
do for all mankind.
You hold the scepter.
We hold the D.
We are the devil.
We are the D. 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 We are the D.
We are the D.
We are the D.
We are the D. We are the D. We are the D.
You guys are lame.
You guys are fucking lame. Come on, Cage, you're coming with me.
Taste my lightning.
Oh,
my fucking horn. I'm not complete.
From then she came, you shall remain until you are complete again.
Ah, Fuck you, Cage. Fuck you, Jables. I'll get you, Tenacious D. That's it.
And that song, we know.
Because the DVD didn't play it.
That was great.
Also, that, I think, is the inspiration for Tribute.
Yes. Yeah.
No,
Tribute was first.
Tribute was first.
I know, but I think that this is like the song that they're talking about.
Yes, oh, yes.
Tribute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. A little, not Stairway to Heaven.
A little Adventures of Rain Dance Maggie, Red Hot Chili Peppers continuity for you.
Rain Dance Maggie? What is it?
So the Adventures of Rain Dance Maggie is the first song, even though it's the most recent Red Hot Chili Peppers song, it's the first song. Oh, okay. Bust
out the B.O.D.
The B.O.D.
The bong of
the
death?
Bong, bong of destiny.
They made it from his horn.
From his horn.
Draws like a pencil.
This is awesome. Press record. And you know what's right here, right? They blow out the green smoke.
Yeah. And then the metal's not on here either.
No, but... Well, it's in the credits.
Is it in the credits?
Yeah.
Because it's a pack!
Of destiny, child.
Destiny's child.
Because of fucking insane. Because it's the pack.
Beyonce.
Of destiny's child.
It's a diamond on a platinum chain.
Michelle Williams.
Venice Beach, there was a man named Cage. And Buckskin, he was all of the rage. Cage Jables, and he taught him well. Techniques that were delved in hell. Cock push-ups and the power slide. Getting elation now, there's nowhere to hide. Name a band named Tenacious D. And gets to pick a destiny, cause it's the pack of destiny's child. We're rocking cause it's fucking insane.
Kelly Rowland.
It's the pack of destiny's child.
Her name's LaToya.
Better than a chicken chow mein. Is he is sleazy, is easy to please it. And he is juicy, must be loosey goosey. And he is a groovy, will be in my movie, so come on!
Michael Scott.
Wizard had the demon in a battle royale. Demon almost killed them with an evil kapow.
Kapow!
And they broke his tooth, and thus the demon said, ow!
And it's the pack! Of destiny's child.
Now we will be
rocking cause it's fucking insane.
It
is a pack of destiny's child. I'm a
than
a Citizen Kane. He is a geezer, must live in my freezer. And he who's a snarky is full of malarkey. And he who is groovy must be in my movie. So come on.
I'm a survivor, keep on surviving. I'm not gonna give up. I'm something, something. Pick up Destiny's Child.
Dustin's got some bones with Mega Replay. Go to Geneva. If you're a crony, then suck on my bony. And if you are groovy, then get into my movie.
Called the
Pick of Destiny. The Pick of Destiny.
I think, here we go.
Here we go.
Metal.
Rock.
Rock.
You can't kill the metal.
You can't.
Metal will live on.
He just talks about other genres of music.
Tried to kill the metal.
It's true.
But they failed with smite to the ground.
New wave.
Tried to kill the metal. Failed as they were stricken down to the ground. Grunge tried to kill the metal.
Dave Grohl was in a grunge band.
They failed. Doomed to the ground.
So
thrown to the ground.
Yeah. Come back
over. Arnold Schwarzenegger tried to kill the metal.
Stay where you are.
Yeah.
I am the Austrian death machine.
Come over here. Let me stab you.
We can destroy the metal. And it will strike you down with a vicious blow. It goes for the metal. Where to win or where we do not know.
New Wave tried to destroy the metal. Metal had its way. Tried to dethrone the metal. Metal was in the way.
John Bartholomew Shred Man, did you see that?
Tried to destroy the metal. Metal was
Shine.
Much too
Shine
strong.
Shine is a real song.
The Cream Team.
I'm getting it.
With double
to defile the metal. No, was proven wrong.
The Cream.
I'm getting Jine up right now.
Oh, there
metal.
They are.
Metal.
The Cream Team. They only have one song.
Comes
on
from
Spotify.
Hell. Oh, boy.
This part right here is badass.
I'm going to look it up on YouTube.
Not if I do it first.
Oh, I had to switch my YouTube account.
Jine.
Cream Team.
It's not on here.
Nope. It's not on there.
That's crazy.
Jungle Pussy Cream Team. That's another name of a song.
Well, guys, aside from our little snafus with the skipping, which...
We got a bone to pick with the...
well,
Mega
like
Replay.
I said, I'm going to be returning the DVD.
Yeah, of course.
I don't blame him. But...
I have to buy this on digital. I got to buy this movie, straight up.
Aside from that, I think it went pretty well.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, we got through it. We improvised. Me, Kevin, knew enough of the Beelzebub to... Yeah. Beelzeboss to get through it, so...
Exactly.
Me and my brother used to play that in the basement all the time. He would play the drums, and I would play the guitar.
The guitar?
Yeah. I used to play it. Oh, wait.
Oh, we got post-credits.
After credits scene?
What?
I don't think I've ever seen this.
I don't think I have either.
That's why you got to watch shows to the end of the credits.
Yeah. Wait. Don't play a sound until it's a masterpiece.
It's a masterpiece. You'll feel it, and if you feel it, just fucking lay it on me.
They're just staring at each other. Oh. Yeah. Do it. Play it. Is it tribute? He felt the masterpiece.
Stop.
And he had stopped.
Yeah.
Let's hear that back.
Awesome.
There you go. That's the end of the movie.
That's fantastic.
Well, gentlemen, thank you for joining me here.
Thanks for having
on
us.
On Karaoke Biggie at the Movies.
Karaoke Biggie at the Movies. Karaoke Biggie on Instagram. Karaoke Biggie on Twitter. Karaoke Biggie on Facebook.
When do those new episodes come out?
They come out every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. I'm on the Twitter. I got them out there about 4, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
yesterday. I was on a recent one called Play.
Yeah, dude, Play. We listened to David Banner's.
Yeah, we did some David Banner.
And we listened to Little Ramsey, Little
Mason
Hank.
Ramsey. Or no, that was episode 21.
Was it 21?
We did some
Elvira. Oh, that's right.
We did some Elvira.
Oh, yeah. Oak Ridge Boys.
We did that. Boom, bop, a mow, mow.
Yeah.
Mow, mow. Yeah, and then.
Richard Sturban.
Mow. That's him. Richard Sturban. I'm going to have him on an upcoming episode.
Yeah, you got to. He's got long hair now. He used to be a straight-laced, short-haired guy. Now he's got long hair. He's a rocker.
You got something coming up right after this from another from the Earnest podcast.
Yeah, I'm getting ready, like, literally less than an hour from now. I'm going to be sitting down.
Less than an hour from this recording?
Yeah, yes. What we're doing right now.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I'm going to be sitting down with the Be Kind and Rewind podcast.
Oh, no way.
And we're going to be doing a Earnest-themed episode.
Nice.
Carlos does that show. He's out of Colorado. And Jason and I will be joining him via Skype.
Nice. Be Kind Rewind, Jack Black.
So, yeah. Exactly. We're going to Swede it.
You're going to Swede it.
I just happened to stumble upon the post on Twitter. The guy tweeted about the Earnest, and I was like, hey, my buddy does an Earnest podcast. He goes, yeah, he's going to be on my show. I'm like,
no way.
Fucking small world.
Very small world. Pod. Hey, that's what happens when you look at those pod hashtags.
Right.
Pod.
So, so by the time this comes out, that episode should already be out and available.
Cool. Looking forward to it.
So go check that out. And aside from that, you know, tune in, Drunk at the Movies, like I said, usually on Wednesdays. And Importance of Seeing Ernest, new episode coming out on the 15th. It's Hey Vern, win $10,000.
Pumped about that.
We'll be
that.
Watching some more Ernest commercials. And then, nice.
And then the month after that.
A month after that is Ernest Goes to Camp, and Big E's going to sit in with us for that one. And then Dishing Disney on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Be sure to check that one out.
Steph's a big fan.
Yeah, we've doing that one.
His wife.
It's me and Brianna. This month we have Alice in Wonderland, a top five live-action Disney movies, then Lady and the Tramp.
That rounds out
June. So
nice.
Stay tuned for those. And I think that's going to wrap it up here on the couch.
Yeah, I need to visit the Wyckoff Library, maybe. Take a gander.
Yeah, my DVDs don't skip.
Yeah.
And check something out,
So,
do you have all the Avenger movies?
Pretty much.
All right, I have to check them out.
I got Star Wars too, Kevin, if you ever want to dabble.
Oh, yeah, totally. I love Star Wars.
That's what I hear. All right, so... this is the voice saying, you don't have to be drunk to sing to these movies, but it doesn't hurt. We'll see you next time.
Peace.